This is LBC London News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. You're with Oliver Jones on LBC London News. Very nice to have your company. Well, that top story, almost unbelievable. President Trump has hit back at critics who question his mental stability, describing himself as a very stable genius. In a series of tweets written at Camp David, the Camp David presidential retreat, he accuses Democrats and the media for conspiring to raise questions about his mental capacity. Well, joining us live on the line from Washington is our US correspondent, Simon Marks. A very good afternoon, or good morning to you, rather. So, Simon, I'll start by asking you, first of all, how genuine are we? Are we sure that these tweets are genuine? And surely, don't they just pour more fuel onto claims about his mental stability?
It's absolutely astonishing. It is now 8:25 in the morning here in Washington, D.C. These tweets were published about an hour ago, shortly after the president of the United States clearly woke up at Camp David and began a series of tweets that included President Trump deciding to make reference, and he very rarely makes reference, to Ronald Reagan, the former Republican president viewed by most Republicans as an absolute hero of Republican politics. But it was, of course, Ronald Reagan who suffered from Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease that was, in fact, first detected during his second term in the White House. And Donald Trump's initial tweet on this particular subject says, "Now that Russian collusion, after 1 year of intense study, has proven to be a total hoax on the American public, the Democrats and their lapdogs, the fake news mainstream media, are taking out the old Ronald Reagan playbook and screaming mental stability and intelligence." Now, I'm not sure what he's referring to about the old Ronald Reagan playbook. Ronald Reagan had Alzheimer's disease. I mean, that we know. He ultimately died as a result of it. But they seem to be, he seems to be suggesting that the playbook was to suggest that Ronald Reagan suffered from some kind of intelligence lapses. He goes on then to say, and this is where I think we are going to need confirmation from the White House that he actually wrote these. "Actually, throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been mental stability and being, like, really smart. Crooked Hillary Clinton also played these cards very hard and, as everyone knows, went down in flames. I went from very successful businessman to top TV star to president of the United States on my first try. I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that." Now, let's be honest, Oliver, if a hacker had taken control of President Trump's Twitter account and had wanted to be satirical, that's the kind of message they would have put out on the social media platform under his name. There is no indication from White House officials, who have had now 57 minutes since that last tweet was published, to come out and say something went wrong, his Twitter account was hacked, either, as it has been in the past, by a rogue employee at Twitter or, you know, by someone at Camp David. So I think we have to assume that these are, in fact, the genuine sentiments of the President of the United States, a man who apparently considers himself a very stable genius, who considers himself a victim of some sort of conspiracy between Democrats and their lapdogs, the fake news mainstream media, but who at a stroke has made an absolutely national issue now out of his own mental capacity. Because no one who is not suffering from some kind of psychological problem or some kind of mental issue would possibly go out and put these messages on Twitter.
Absolutely. I mean, you heard me laughing during that because I left my mic open, but it isn't really a laughing matter because this is the president of the United States. And
it's not a laughing matter also because the White House has said time and again that whatever President Trump says on Twitter rises to the level of being official presidential statements. They have the option, of course, to say, and they could have said this months ago, look, don't take him seriously on Twitter. Those aren't really presidential statements. That's kind of stream of consciousness stuff that he tweets in his pajamas at 7:30 in the morning. They say these are presidential statements. We are days, perhaps weeks away. We still don't know the precise date of his physical checkup at Walter Reed Medical Center here in Washington, D.C. That checkup is not, as far as we understand it, due to include any kind of mental acuity tests. But if Donald Trump wanted to achieve two things, more sales of Michael Wolff's book Fire and Fury, already you can't find it on the shelves of bookshops in the country because it's a sellout nationwide.
Here as well.
And more questions, and there as well, and more questions about his own mental instability, then he would have done exactly what he's done over Twitter, on Twitter over the last 9 hours, including a tweet before he went to bed last night describing Michael Wolff as a total loser who made up stories in order to sell this really boring and untruthful book. He used sloppy Steve Bannon, who cried when he got fired and begged for his job. Now sloppy Steve has been dumped by a dog by almost everyone. I mean, who does this? And what kind of a message does this activity and this behavior send to the rest of the world? If you're Kim Jong-un and you're watching this from North Korea, what kind of a message does this send about the president, his capacity, and what kind of a message does it send to his own supporters, who he's trying to ensure of his own mental ability to do the job?
Yes, just very quickly, let's talk about his own supporters and the people in the United States. It is only 8:30 there in the morning, but what has the reaction been to these tweets?
Well, Twitter's aflame, as you would imagine it to be, given that that's kind of the common currency of that social media platform. So people across the U.S. are weighing in on Twitter. And if you love Donald Trump, you're backing him and saying that he might be crazy, but he's crazy like a fox. And that's just what the country needs right now. Certainly one person I just saw on Twitter was making that point. And then there are others who, of course, say that this really raises very, very serious questions about the future of the Trump presidency. And then bear in mind also, Oliver, the environment in which he's putting these tweets out. He's out in the Maryland mountains at the presidential retreat Camp David. It's the most beautiful place. He's surrounded by members of his cabinet. He's got senior Republican senators there for a series of conversations about the future of the Trump agenda going forward into 2018. And again, if he authored these tweets, he's sitting there in his pajamas in Camp David, asserting that he is a very stable genius. What on earth are his guests at Camp David going to make of this?
Absolutely. What on earth is everybody going to make of this? Simon Marks, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, this morning for you. I'm sure it's going to be a very busy day for you. I've seen that you were hoping to make some Belgian waffles, but they'll have to wait.
I'm hoping still to get to them, Oliver.
Perhaps maybe around about 5 o'clock this evening. Exactly. All right. Thank you very much, our Washington correspondent there, Simon Marks. You're listening to LBC London News. Just a quick reminder.